Rainmaker.fm is brought to you by Authority, the content marketing training and networking community dedicated to accelerating your skills and success. Registration for Authority will close to new members on Wednesday, September 30th, 2015. Go to getauthority.com to learn more. Greetings, super friends. My name is Sonia Simone, and these are the confessions of a pink-haired marketer. For those who don't know me yet, I'm a co-founder and the chief content officer for Rainmaker Digital. I'm also a champion of running your business and your life according to your own rules. As long as you don't lie and you don't hurt people, this podcast is your official pink permission slip to run your business or your career exactly the way you think you should. So today is going to be something of a promotion because I'm going to talk about my community of content marketers, which is called Authority. And we're going to be moving to limited enrollment periods for that community. So it's closing for this year on September 30th to new members. But mostly I want to tell you a story about how that community got started because I think it may be instructive. So I'm going to start somewhere that's going to seem random, but I promise I will get to a point. My family is studying Italian or taking Italian lessons, and the teacher gives my son simple texts to translate, simple kids' books. And so recently he had a short book about I Puffi. So in English, I Puffi are the Smurfs. So I was looking at this Smurfs book and, you know, laboriously translating it from Italian to English. And I gotta say, social media back in the day, so 5, 6, 7 years ago, kind of reminds me of the Smurf Village. You know, it's very cute and it's very small and everybody has this beautifully defined role and we're all, you know, we all value the same things. We're not necessarily all tiny and blue, but, you know, it's kind of close. And social media marketing, and you could hardly even call it marketing back then because even that term was kind of heresy, was all about engagement. So to the extent that you were allowed to market anything, it had to be all about engagement. And I talked about that last week. So engagement being this holy grail of the social web when people started to, you know, write books about how we use social media to advance our projects or our businesses. So this is not always easy to see today, but Brian Clark, when he started the Copyblogger blog, was this like demonic crazy person for actually wanting to look at how copywriting, which is, you know, a marketing task, it's a persuasion task, and how that kind of writing that's intended to persuade could intersect with blogging, which was supposed to end all war because we were just going to be showing each other our cat pictures instead of fighting. And I'm exaggerating, but I'm not exaggerating much. I've told you guys before, I got online in 1989 and the internet was supposed to solve, you know, all war and suffering. And it kind of didn't work out that way, but people, you know, used to think that it would. So this really kind of fascinating thing happened to me when I was just getting started with Copyblogger. In fact, this was before I left my corporate content marketing job. Of course, back then we didn't call it a content marketing position, but that's what it was. And I was still working in that job. This was before I went out on my own. And I was invited to speak at this hardcore marketing conference. So I was added onto this social media bonus day. And to this day, I'm not sure exactly what it was they were expecting me to say. But as usual, I just showed up and I told people what I thought, which it's surprising how often that works, actually. This is a group of very strategic, very hardcore kind of marketers. And here I am talking about engagement and relationships and communication and, you know, peace, love, and understanding, all that good stuff. And the really weird thing is they're listening, like they're getting it. They're seeing the kind of value that it can have. And I think that might be because, you know, as kumbaya as I ever was, and I was, you know, I was a total smurf about the social web. I mean, I was absolutely an idealist, and I absolutely did think that it was an important movement to, you know, make humankind a better place. But I was also always extremely practical. because I did not have any choice. I had a three-year-old at home. My husband's a stay-at-home dad. I was the person who brought all the money into the house. So I had to figure out very early on how to be both idealistic and pragmatic. I couldn't not be idealistic because it's how I'm wired, but I couldn't not be pragmatic because people were depending on me and I had to step up. And the thing that I really learned at that conference, it was actually kind of pivotal, was that these hardcore marketers can achieve their goals a lot better if they include some of our, you know, relationship stuff, some of our soft, fuzzy stuff. Tom Peters has been talking about this forever, what he calls the soft skills of business, about relationships and, you know, treating people in a certain way and being led by your ethics. And just as important, my own Kumbaya tribe, my own tribe of Smurfs, can get our idealistic platform forward, we can move our goals forward a lot better if we are willing to pick up some of the techniques and strategies and just good common sense advice that comes out of these people who are very, very focused on marketing. You know, these guys, and they were mostly, not all, but mostly guys, knew a lot about the strategy of copywriting, about the strategy of persuasion, about the architecture of persuasion. And, you know, you can use that to be creepy, but a lot of them weren't using it to be creepy. Actually, this was something that kind of opened my eyes. A lot of these guys had valuable stuff and they wanted people to benefit from it. They, you know, they were not cynical. And I had thought that they would be. They didn't understand some of the strategies that my tribe was using to build better relationships, and my tribe could be doing a little better with these strategies of persuasion and conversion. So they weren't villains and they weren't creeps, at least most of them weren't. And I have to tell you the truth, you know, some of the Smurfs are a little creepy too. So there's creeps on both sides, but for the most part, they were pretty honorable and decent people. They just had a different style. So when I'm trying to figure out what I think about something, I write. And what I did with this interesting set of developments is I wrote a kind of a cranky, ranty post asking the question, couldn't we build a third tribe that took the best from both of those worlds? So people started using that term, third tribe. They used it as an adjective, which I thought was fascinating. They started talking about that intersection of pragmatism and ideals. And I could see that I was onto something. I had just sort of been figuring something out of my head and ranting a little bit, but people had really picked it up and started to run with it. So we had a bit of a moment and we thought, well, why don't we put together a membership community to capture some of this energy and, you know, help people do something with it. And we did. It took us a while to put the site together because the tools were not as awesome in those days as they are today. And it was kind of freaky to see how many people signed up. There was a wave of people who wanted to find that intersection. There was a wave of people who felt like that's where they belonged. That was something that they wanted to be part of, this idea of this third tribe. Very pragmatic, but also without compromising ideals. So, you know, like any fairy tale, there's a lot of living that goes on after we get to, and they lived happily ever after. So that site, it was very energetic. It was very popular. It waxed, it waned. We made tweaks. We made changes. We changed platforms. We changed, you know, all kinds of things. And eventually we actually rebooted it to become the community that it is today. A community that was a little more polished and more solidly oriented to professionals, to people who one way or another needed to make a living with content and wanted to do it in this way, you know, in this third tribe kind of way. So as I mentioned at the top of the show, that community is going to close down to new members on September 30th, which is this coming Wednesday. And then we are not going to have another enrollment period before 2016. So we are going to take advantage of the downtime when the site is just, we're just focusing on the members we have, our new members, our wonderful existing members, and we're going to work on boosting some of the content and making things a little more fantastic for them. So I want to give you a very quick rundown of what we actually do inside this private community, inside Authority. So our primary mission is education, And at this point, we have more than 230 hours of education archived on the site, which is insane. If you think that sounds insane, you are correct. It is insane. But if it touches on content marketing, at some point we've talked about it. So, you know, SEO, launches, productivity, writing technique, metrics, business strategy. If you can think of a topic around content marketing and how it's used in business, we've probably talked about it. Lots of those are webinars. We also have a lot of member Q&A sessions where we do these kind of lightning round mini consultations and uncover and fix problems that are coming up in our members' businesses. So I mentioned we were going to do some things and make things a little more awesome. We are really adding some content types to focus even more on the real world situations of our members, more in-depth content around our members. So that means both some hot seat style sessions where we help someone who's chewing on a significant problem or issue in their business. And then we have celebratory How I Did It sessions where we interview a member and let them show us how they solved the kind of problems that we all face. Because, you know, we do all tend to run across pretty similar looking problems and we can learn a lot from one another. So if you are listening to this after the 30th, you're probably peeved with me because you're not going to be able to get in. So I do apologize for that. But you can always get onto the interest list. And then when we open up the next time, you can slide on in then. And, you know, again, the focus of that community is really content marketing. So whether you're a business owner, you're a freelance writer, maybe you have a day job, but you want to keep your skills sharp, it's everything that goes into using content to persuade, you know, gather an audience, persuade that audience, and get them moving along toward your business, your nonprofit, your political project, whatever it might be. So if you want to find out more about what's involved, if you want to get some more details on that, you can take a look at my Copyblogger post about authority, or you can just hop on over to, and this is a kind of a ugly URL, so my apologies, but my.copyblogger.com/join-authority. And you can get all the details there. You can get the pricing, you can get, you know, kind of what's involved, get an idea about what's going on. But I did want to let you guys know about that before we close, because that would be kind of punky of me not to mention it. It is a project very dear to my heart. That community is really kind of my heart project. And that's where I spend a lot of my time these days, is in the, you know, in the authority community, making cool stuff and helping members with their businesses. So if it's the right place for you, we'd of course love to see you there. You can get links in the show notes over on rainmaker.fm. And if you go there, you can just look for the pink-haired icon to find my show. And thank you so much. It's always so good to know that you're listening. And I thank you for your time and attention. Take care, guys. Talk to you next week.